USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new Russian military commander has been placed in charge as the war in Ukraine continues. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Reports we're seeing of a change in military leadership and putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine. And that's what we are expecting.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. She said the U.S. plans to continue providing military assistance as Ukraine braces for more conflict. For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
More social media companies are cracking down on Russia disinformation.
YouTube has blocked a Russian parliamentary channel for violating the platform's terms of service as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Reuters reports that the move is drawing outrage from Russian officials and the country's internet regulator. It's accusing YouTube of adhering to a pronounced anti-Russian position in what it called an information war unleashed by the West against Russia, the same allegation that was the basis for the regulator to fine YouTube last month after it failed to get rid of prohibited content regarding Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
There's more than one reason why the price of everything seems to be going up. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
With inflation hitting a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes continuing along with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, American consumers and farmers are feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke explains drought conditions are also a major factor when it comes to wheat prices and production.
We've got a very serious drought going on out here in the high plains, and so even if wheat went to $20 a bushel, there's a lot of farmers out here who are kind of grow nothing. 20 times zero is zero when those guys are up a creek.
Ukraine and Russia account for about 30% of global wheat exports. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Football players continue to mourn the death of Dwayne Haskins. The 24-year-old Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback was killed on Saturday. He was struck by a dump truck as he was trying to cross a highway in South Florida. A COVID-19 lockdown in China's largest city has now entered the third week. The country's zero-COVID policy has made it hard for some people in Shanghai to access food and medicine. Officials warn, without strict lockdowns, the virus could spread to other cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.